Beyond Namarupa by Dilip Kumar Roy. An experience Yogi Sri Krishna Prem had at the feet of Ramana Maharishi was typical and revealing. I will do my best to tell it in his own words as far as possible. He said, "How profound is my admiration and veneration for the sage? I agree wholeheartedly with Sri Aurobindo's verdict that his tapasya is a shining light of India. So, I went to Ramanashram in Tiruvannamalai to receive his blessing. When, in the evening, I entered the hall where the Maharishi reclines daily on his couch, I sat down in silence along with the others to meditate at his feet. But, believe it or not, as soon as I sat down, I heard a voice questioning me over and over again. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?" I tried hard to ignore it, but it went on and on, like an importunate visitor knocking at the door, who insisted on being admitted. So, in the end, I just had to formulate an answer, "I am Krishna's servant." At once, the question changed, like a shape changer, into, "Who is Krishna?" I answered, "Nanda's son." No use. The question was repeated relentlessly. I thought up other answers, like, "He is an avatar, the one in all, the resident of every heart," and so on. But the questioning would not cease till at last I gave it up, left the hall, and returned, deeply disturbed, to meditate. I had no peace. The voice gave me no respite till, in the end, I had to evoke Radharani, Lord Krishna's consort, who asked me very simply what answers I had given. I told her, but she shook her head and then at last revealed it to me. He anticipated me, holding up his hand. "No, Dilip, don't ask me, please. I won't tell you, for you will tell everybody. Don't I know you? But listen, for there is more." Next morning, he went on, "When I sat down again at his blessed feet, the Maharishi suddenly gave me a lightning glance and smiled. I knew at once, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that he was the author of it all, and that he also knew that I had divined his path correctly. Then, as I closed my eyes to meditate, a deep peace descended into me and settled like a block of ice, as it were, till my every cell was numb with an exquisite bliss. Didn't you have the same experience, as I think you wrote to me once?" As I meditated, he went on, "It was borne home to me through the mystic silence that this peace stemmed ultimately from the Lord Himself. Doesn't He say in the Gita that He Himself is the primal source of all experience? Gita, chapter 9, verse 18. I am the goal, the upholder, the Lord, the witness, the abode, the refuge, and the friend. I am the origin and the dissolution, the ground, the resting place, and the imperishable seed." The peace in this instance was transmitted to his beloved agent, the Maharishi. But isn't that precisely why he sends to us his deputies, the great saints and sages, messiahs and avatars? Of course, he does. Didn't Ma, Yashodamma, Sri Krishna Prem's guru explained to you the import of his Naralila, that is, why he comes down to us from age to age to play hide and seek with us humans as a human being. He passed for a little, then gave me a quizzical look. I feel tempted to tell you the sequel. Only you have the misgivings about confiding in me. I finished for him, laughing. Well, I will risk it. He laughed back. For what happened was too wonderful. So listen. As I went on imbibing this delectable peace, meditating at his feet, I suddenly took it into my head to return the compliment and put a question to him in silence. And who are you? May I humbly ask? It so happened that the next moment I had to open my eyes involuntarily when, lo, I found his couch empty. That was the couch where he had presided 2 seconds before, but in the twinkling of an eye, as it were, he had vanished, just melted into thin air. I closed my eyes once more and then looked again, and there he was, tranquil and beneficent, like Lord Shiva himself. A momentary smile flickered on his lips as he gave me a meaningful glance and then looked away. You see the point of the miracle, don't you? That he was beyond Namarupa. That's right, he answered reflectively. Or shall I say the one beyond all Maya, the star beyond the phantoms, the last reality beyond the ephemera, the silence beyond the songs. You may make use of any simile you fancy. Personally, I took upon it as a sign of his grace, his giving me the answer in a way only he could have given. I smiled. So, he met you more than halfway? He is compassion itself. Don't you know? I do. But what then? The rest is silence, he answered. Don't you know you are Shakespeare? Sri Krishna Prem was British by birth and only moved to India after accepting a position at Lucknow University, India. Originally, he was called Professor Ronald Nixon, a distinguished graduate of Cambridge University, and taught English literature at Lucknow and Benares universities. On coming to India, he became enamored of Bhakti Yoga and became a disciple of Sri Yashoda Mai. Sri Krishna Prem became a full-fledged sannyasin in the Vaishnava tradition. Haridas Chaudhary said of Krishna Prem, by virtue of his total renunciation and pure devotion, Krishna Prem's whole being was set on fire with the love of God. In consequence, he found in India his true spiritual home. By giving his soul to India, he affirmed his abiding faith in the supremacy of spiritual values. He was quick to see India as the one country which preserved a suitable climate for the flourishing of saints and sages. But not everybody liked Sri Krishna Prem. He was certainly a thorn in the side of the local British officials, especially in the days before independence. They struggled to understand his wholehearted acceptance of Hindu culture and religion. Sri Krishna Prem became a well-known author. His two books were The Yoga of the Bhagavad Gita, The Yoga of the Kathopanishad. These books helped Sri Krishna Prem draw many discerning seekers, both Western and Indian. However, Sri Krishna Prem never desired to be seen as a guru. He didn't allow any of his photos to be put up in his ashram. However, though he never advertised He did draw many sincere seekers. Sri Krishna Prem passed away on the 14th of November 1965. His last words to his beloved disciple M. Ashish were, "My ship is sailing." Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi said, "Sri Krishna Prem was a rare combination of a bhakti and jnana yogi."